Scacey, 107.7.
The sound that sets you free. In and on social media, there was a real buzz about service delivery at Paul Hospital. We are on the line with the CEO of Paul Hospital, Mr. Francois van der Watt. Hello, Mr. Watt, and welcome on KC.
Thank you, Avril. Welcome, and pleased to meet you. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Yes, thanks again. Service delivery challenges at Paul Hospital is the independent department aware of the unhappiness of community members because of the current service delivery challenges at Paul Hospital?
Yes, Avril, we are aware of the community and the concerns raised by the community, and it's also a concern that we share with our senior management in the senior management in the Department of Health on a regular basis. We value the feedback from our community, and it's important that people are familiar with our systems and are informed about the difficult situations we find ourselves in terms of our resource shortages that is having a direct impact on service delivery. But despite these challenges, we wanted to let your listeners know that we are committed to delivering the best possible support to our patients. And for that, we also need everybody to work with us in this difficult time.
And has there ever been any investigation about the management of Paul Hospital and its services by the department?
So we pay very close attention, Avril, to feedback that we get from the public, negative or positive, through formal channels that will hopefully we'll get an opportunity later on in the interview to discuss and elaborate on further. We are governed by departmental policies, and unfortunately we cannot engage in unofficial social media platforms. We are therefore unable to correct mis- or disinformation spread on these platforms. But the hospital has an internal complaint system in place to address concerns from the community. So complaints and comments received via these formal channels are followed up individually. We make sure that we get all our facts right. We make sure we investigate what happened, and then we also give feedback to complainants, following through with quality improvement plans that we sometimes implement when we believe something went wrong and we can improve on things. But also labor processes, should it be required, if the evidence show that. Every situation, however, is unique, and it's dealt with on an individual basis. And it's always based on facts and evidence that we get. As far as management is concerned, the hospital works closely with bodies like the Hospital Facility Board, which is a forum that has representatives appointed by the Provincial Minister of Health and Wellness from the community, and is a crucial way for us as a hospital to share information through the board with the community. The board also is an independent body from the hospital, and it holds us accountable for key performance measures and good governance of the hospital. As a CEO, I also constantly report any matters to my chief director and our senior management in the Department of Health, who subsequently then share it with their managers and heads and the head of department as well. Our outcomes are monitored on an ongoing basis. So in other words, how well patients perform in a hospital, you know, how well they recover. And we have external bodies such as the Auditor General, the Provincial Health Committee, and also the Office of Health Standard Compliance that actually checks up on us regularly. We use all of these feedback mechanisms to try and improve our service delivery to our patients.
And what
should any of these governance bodies deem that an investigation is needed, then we also would welcome that as an opportunity to grow and improve. And we will cooperate with them fully should it be required.
And what measures are being put in place to remedy the poor service delivery at the hospital?
So we try and follow two key strategies, Avril. The first one is we have a process, what we call continuous quality improvement, and that aims to improve service delivery and ensure that the patient-centered healthcare services are accessible for everybody in our community. Some of the improvements we've made using this strategy includes with a reduction in post-operative cesarean section infection rate, which is at our hospital almost zero, and then substantially improved pharmacy waiting time. So that's one strategy that we use. The other strategy is obviously is trying to do more with the resources that we have. So that is looking at any opportunities to do what we do more efficiently. We've really scrutinized our whole system, and all of our staff is on board with this Stop and Save initiative that we have. One example of changes that we did this summer was switching off air conditioning in our administrative building to make sure we save a little bit of money. Now, all of these savings that we materialize through the system, we actually then try and impact and feed back into our healthcare and make sure that these small changes can actually improve service delivery to our customers. For the 2 months or 3 months in this financial year, we've already materialized a 1.1 million saving using this mechanism, and we try and redirect all of these money to improving patient care. Unfortunately, even after doing all of this, our funding needs still far exceeds these savings that we materialized through the system. So that's an example of two strategies that we use at all.
Thanks, Mr. Van der Vaart. And if we read all the comments from the public online, has the department ever looked into some of these? And if so, can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, we certainly, as highlighted before, we look at these comments on social media and we monitor them. But unfortunately, we can't engage in these unofficial social media platforms. And we therefore cannot correct a lot of disinformation and misinformation. What we do is conduct in-depth investigations into all complaints that we receive through official channels. But unfortunately, I cannot divulge specific information to you or your listeners about specific complaints that was highlighted in social media recently. But what we do is we do meet with the members of the community and the family members and the complainants to address their service delivery challenges, and we are open to listen to their concerns. Working together with our community to try and improve our service. But during the current challenges that's now in social media, we truly feel sorry for our staff when they are targeted on social media. Our staff cannot be blamed for the overall financial situation of the Department of Health. And yet, if a staff member's actions or demeanor is worrying, we would actually make sure that we deal with that. And we do ask all our staff members to wear their name badges and make sure that they are properly identified so that we can investigate any matters where staff are rude and not giving our citizens the service that they deserve. So it's not fair to the individual if the community now vents their frustration on social media to the specific staff member. And I think I'm going to ask your listeners to help us in that way, or generalize by saying all hospital staff are poor, and we know that simply isn't true. Like any organization, I'm happy to admit that, you know, we've got challenges in our staff components, and, you know, we would be willing to deal with those challenges on an individual basis. So help us, let your voice be heard, use the proper channels, give us feedback, and when you use our dedicated platform for feedback, you can be confident that your concern will reach my office and it will be action.
What are the services that Paul Hospital deliver to the community?
Yeah, Avril, thanks. I think it's important for the listeners to understand that we at Paul Hospital are part of a bigger system. You know, so even though Paul Hospital manages just Paul Hospital, so we as a management team only looks after Paul Hospital, we're part of a larger community within the Department of Health in the Western Cape, and we render services in the community that's with support partners like NGOs, mobile clinics, day hospitals, all of these kind of ones. But it's important for the staff members to know that these hospitals and clinics are not under the direct management of Paul Hospital. They have different management structure, but we are all part of the same health community that serve our public. Clinics and day hospitals in the Drakenstein, Stellenbosch and area and the facilities in the whole of the West Coast District link with us as Paul Hospital as their next level of care. So we provide a higher level of care for all of them. So however, we serve a community or population of about 1 million citizens spread over an extremely large area. And these patients require more intensive and specialized care and then are referred to us from places as far as Vredendal Hospital. We also know that the population growth has accelerated significantly and resulting in more and more pressure on our health care system, and that also includes Paul Hospital. We also support the bigger system by taking specialist services to the rural community. So our doctors and specialists physically go to local hospitals and clinics and facilities all the way up the West Coast to assist healthcare workers and patients in those areas. Our emergency unit is one of the busiest in the province. And, you know, we see on average or up to 5,000 patients each month. We are the only public health facility that's open in the area of Drakenstein that renders a 24/7 service, and that is for a population of 400,000 people just in Drakenstein. So one can understand why staff are struggling and feeling overwhelmed at the time with the increasing demand on our services.
And how has the recent departmental budget cuts affect the hospital service delivery?
Yes, in the last few months, you and your listeners might have seen the articles in the media about the pressure on the budget and resources in the public health care in general at large. So this current financial year, the Department of Health has had a budget of 30.48 billion rand, that's the Department of Health in the Western Cape, and that we've received an increase of only 2.5% from the previous year's budget. Because of this increase not being on par with inflation, the department effectively has less money in hand to actually serve their community. We are, though, committed to give basic healthcare services to our communities and doing this within the context of a shrinking budget and an aging and growing population that relies on us at Vaal Hospital. At our hospital, we implement initiatives to ensure we are as effective as possible while our expenses are kept to a minimum. Despite these strategies, as previously discussed, our efforts to shield patients from the impact of the budget constraints, you know, patients will unfortunately still be feeling the impact of these limited resources. This will include, unfortunately, longer waiting times due to staff shortages. In instances of emergency center, we would actually have also longer waiting times for patients to be admitted to a bed in a ward, and also longer waiting times for actually providing operations or procedures for our patients that require them. With all of this concern, we ask the community and patients to be understanding and respectful to our staff. We are really doing the very best we can. And if you can help us by only coming to the emergency unit when you have an absolute emergency or a life-threatening illness or injury, that would actually lighten the load for us. If you are triaged as green in our EC by a healthcare worker, then please expect that you're going to wait a long time for health services at our emergency centre.
And what complaints platforms are there available for us as community to use?
Yes, Avril, there's several options available for your listeners and for yourself and your families. We'd like to use those platforms to share complaints, but also to share compliments with us. And I'll share a couple of them at the moment. I think the first and most important one is look for the local manager in the area where you're getting poor service. Each of the areas where you're getting poor service would have a local manager. And he or she would be able to answer your questions, will maybe possibly be able to solve the problem for you right there and then. And that's always the most efficient and effective way of giving you a good service. But then throughout the hospital, we've got complaint boxes that's clearly identified and marked throughout the hospital. But then there's other options as well. And maybe your listeners can just grab a pen and write this down. But the option available for you is sending an SMS to the number 31022 with the details of your complaint. Alternatively, we also have a toll-free number which your listeners and any complainant or user of our service can use. That toll-free number, if they want to write it down, is 0860-142-142. And you can use that to call. Other options might be to send a please call me to the following number. Please call me. You can send it to 079-769-1207, or you can email us at service@westerncape.gov.za. You can rest assured that I personally investigate all feedback we receive from these dedicated platforms and will respond to each and every complaint individually. I would like to request from our community to be considerate to our healthcare workers. and please be respectful for them as they are truly doing the best within very difficult circumstances. They try and provide an efficient and effective service under significant pressure of the current financial environment. If you are unhappy or have any questions, ask a senior staff member or please use any of these dedicated platforms we've just provided. Thanks, Avril.
Mr. Van der Vaart, thanks for your time and also giving us clarity about the situation at Paul East and also for the assistance that they ease for ease each one of us. Thanks again and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much, Avril, and good luck for you and your listeners. And please rest assured that we are truly trying our best to help as many people as we possibly can. Thanks for the opportunity to discuss this with you today.
Thanks.
Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.